The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show. It's a great chance for you to feel good about yourself or bad for society. Johnny Doesn't Know Time on K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Congratulations, you made it to your Friday morning. Entering the K-Rock studios as we speak is Postmaster Johnny. He's already been in here once this morning for some Alley Knows the News, Pick Your Poison Friday, where he performed well enough to tie the contestant, but boy, did he still say some things that were very, very stupid.
Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. Hey, how you feeling? Morning, how's chaps? Your confidence level right now?
Oh, it's very high. I'm always high. Yeah. Not like that, but like I'm always high on like confidence and gusto.
Yeah, Johnny doesn't do drugs.
No drugs.
I wish you did, because at least there'd be an excuse for some of the things you do and say. I mean, like, at least if you did drugs, we could say, look, if that guy was cleaned up, he'd probably be a decent guy. But we don't even have drugs as the excuse.
Yeah, like Eric from Sublime, he's missing all kinds of screws because of the years and years of drug use.
Johnny started doing drugs and became like some kind of savant.
Yeah,
that's what I'm afraid of, actually.
Why are you afraid of being smarter?
Wouldn't be afraid
Define
of that.
Define savant, Johnny.
Well, savant's like an idiot savant. My friends call me that. They're like, you're knowledgeable in like niche things, but like in a broad sense of things people should know, you don't know. Yeah. And I was like, right. Hey.
So here's how it works around here. Up for grabs tickets for you to see the LA Kings versus the Detroit Red Wings on November 16th at Crypto.com Arena. Got a pair of tickets for that now. We'll give another pair away a little bit later when we bring back the Dank Tank for your Thanksgiving ideas. All right, let's get to it. Daylight saving happened past weekend. People still confused about it, still can't figure out why it's so dark so early. And then we learned that Johnny doesn't even know more basic stuff about time. It's time for Johnny Doesn't Know Time.
Johnny doesn't know.
Big duty.
Oh, Johnny doesn't know. Oh.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
I'm not a soccer guy.
Johnny doesn't know.
Global soccer tournament that takes place.
In America or like in the world?
It's global.
World.
Global. Never heard of it?
Not Olympics related.
All right.
A1A wanted to know, as far as time goes, will he know what it means when you want to say that there's someone hot and you say, a hot person, 3 o'clock?
No. No idea.
Like referencing where that is?
He would have no idea. I mean, I'll give you that as a sample question, Johnny, but if I were to say, look, check her out, 3 o'clock, would you know where to look?
Well, when you say 3 o'clock, instantly my brain thinks like, oh, there's 3 girls that are hot that are standing
right
there.
Okay.
So it's
he knows it. All right. Let's say hi to Mitchell from Simi Valley. Everyone will get a prediction. All you have to do is say, will Johnny know or will Johnny not know? You don't even need to know the answers, but you probably would because they're so super easy. Regardless, doesn't matter. It's just, will Johnny know or not know? Everyone who gets theirs right, Ali's going to write your name down. And then somebody will leave here with some tickets to the Kings, and everyone will leave here feeling better about themselves and worse about the future of the country. All right, Mitchell, here we go. You ready?
Yes. Good morning, guys. Sweet.
Good morning. All right. We'll start with an easy one. There are two states in the USA that have their own time zones. Will Johnny know what two states have their own time zones? He's thinking.
No.
He will not know.
Definitely not.
Good guess. If you want to watch along, we're on YouTube right now. You can look at Johnny's face. He is perplexed by this question.
Think in real time.
He's really thinking now. Johnny, two states
that have their own time zone. What are those two states? He says you will not know. No confidence. Prove him wrong. Prove SMU right.
Are we talking about like states, like actual physical states?
Great question.
Because like I have a guess, but I'm thinking of like two different things, and I don't think they're the same.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking Eastern time zone and Pacific time zone.
Right.
But you're asking for states.
That's also right.
Like California to New York.
Those would be states. Yes.
But what are you asking though? Like what was I'm a little
none of those questions cleared anything up.
Yeah, I know.
What are the two states in the USA that have their own time zones?
Arizona, because they don't do time zones.
Go ahead, give me the other one.
There's more than one.
I said two. I said two.
You got half of them.
He said you would not know.
What's next to Arizona? Is that Mexico or New Mexico right there? Let's go New Mexico, too. They're right next to each other.
All right, good job, Mitchell. You said he wouldn't know, and he had no idea.
Yes.
It's Alaska and Hawaii.
Why'd you say yes to Arizona, then?
I didn't say yes. I didn't say yes to Arizona.
You guys both
I said yes.
Yes, but I would understand why he would say that, because they don't do daylight
savings. Yeah, doesn't that count?
No, because they're still under one of the four time zones, which is Johnny's next question, believe it or not.
Yeah, Alaska doesn't have its own time zone. It spans, like, four different time zones.
Listen, according to the actual time zone manual, the two states in the USA that operate by their own time zones that don't play by the other four are Alaska and Hawaii. Now, don't say too much, because the next question for Johnny, which we will give to Daniel in Riverside, is, Daniel, will Johnny be able to name the four time zones in the USA?
I'm going to have to go with no.
That's a great guess. He says you will not be able to. Johnny, what are the four time zones in the continental USA?
I said Pacific and Easterly, and then I'm going to say Northern. And why are you making that face?
I got caught up on...
I can see you. You're in front of me. I see you.
I got caught up on the word Easterly. But that's okay. Don't worry about me. I'm listening. I'm just listening. Don't worry about me.
I am worried about you guys.
I make reactions.
Okay, go on.
I react. You could be right.
Okay.
I could be bluffing. Northern, Easterly.
Pacific, like I said.
Yep.
There's no Southern one, because that's pretty dumb. No Southern.
I don't know. We've heard a lot of other dumb.
But then I also think the other two options could be not Arizona, Alaska, and what was the other state?
No, you're going back to states. This is just time zones.
The four time zones in the continental U.S., which would mean that Alaska and Hawaii are not even eligible for this question, because we're talking
Hawaii is the one.
Yes, but we're talking continental U.S. I don't even want to get into what that means.
Jesus Christ! I forgot the question already.
All right, what
do you know what continental U.S. means?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. But
I know continental breakfast, but that's all I know.
All right, he's got his priorities in check, Allie. Johnny, what are the four time zones in the continental U.S.? Last chance, last answer. He says you will not know. I think Daniel's pretty much on his way to victory here. But
Northern, Pacific, Easterly, and Hawaii.
Okay, great.
I don't know. That was a tough one.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel.
That was a real tough one.
Johnny, Eastern?
Eastern. That's what I meant to say. Eastern, not Easterly.
Easterly, Northerly.
Central. So I was close.
No, you weren't.
Eastern and Central are kind of like close.
Eastern, Central, Mountain.
Mountain time?
And Pacific Standard.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look at this guy. Mind is blown. All right, moving on. It's Johnny Doesn't Know Time on K-Rock this morning. If you're just joining us, this man technically does not do drugs.
No, not at all.
You should start, though. Jesus.
But Johnny's not very well traveled, so it's not like he's experienced other time zones ever.
Yep.
Let's say hi to, speaking of Jesus, Jesus, welcome to K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning, sweet Dibs.
Okay, the answer is no.
Wait, let him cook really quick.
This guy's already locked in.
Right,
he's already answered no. Johnny, what falls through an hourglass to tell time? Will Johnny know what falls through an hourglass to tell time? You say no? You sticking with no, Jesus?
No.
Okay. Johnny, what falls through an hourglass to tell time?
Well, I know this because my beloved grandma used to watch Days of Our Lives every day.
Aww.
And in the intro, the guy would say, like sands through the hourglass.
So are the days of our lives. Johnny got one. Sorry, Jesus. Aww. You went against Johnny. Shout out to Johnny's grandma.
Thanks, grandmas, grandma. And their soap operas.
Yeah. Johnny's grandma is 37 years old, I should point out.
Yep. Yep.
All right, Johnny, you got one. Here we go. Moving on now. If you fly, let's say hi to your contestant. This will be Joey in East L.A. who would like a piece of you.
Sausage Fest this
morning. Joey in East L.A. Welcome to John. Usually the baddies come out in full force for Johnny Doesn't Know, but today it's all about the men. What's up, Joey?
Good morning. How are you?
Here we go. Let's see if he gets his right. Everyone so far has gotten theirs right except for Jesus. Johnny, if you fly from L.A. to New York and leave at noon, what time do you arrive in New York, assuming your flight is exactly 5 hours? It's a five-hour flight. Listen to me. I'll say it again.
Pause, bro. Hold on. Wait. I need a piece of paper. Can I write this out?
Yes,
really
please
quick?
Do. This please write it out and post this. So make sure the camera sees. Zoom in on his work.
Good. Jeez.
You are leaving at noon 12. On a five-hour flight from L.A. to New York. Mm-hmm. What time will you arrive in New York?
Are you just drawing a picture of a plane?
Well, what kind of
what are
that
you
was
drawing?
My next question. That was my question. I was like, what type of plane is it? Because the difference in size of the plane could get you there quicker or slower.
5 hours. Is the flight.
Oh my God.
Johnny, the flight is 5 hours. It doesn't matter if it's a 747 or a Cessna. It's a 5 hour flight. It's a 5 hour flight. You leave at noon.
Is that the answer? 5 hours?
No, it takes you 5 hours to get there.
What
right?
time
you
is it?
You left at noon, so what time
what
is
time
it in
is
New
it
York
in New
when
York?
You land?
When you land. He's counting. He's got fingers out now.
Now he's out of fingers.
He's officially out of fingers.
So I have an answer.
This is Allie's biggest fear in the world. Go ahead. You have an answer. You ready?
Yeah, but what time do we land, though? Or
that
what?
Is the question. What time do you land in New York?
Five-hour flight. Three-hour time difference, though.
Huh?
Yeah, because...
Right.
Keep going.
They're, like, advanced. So, like, the 5 minus 3.
Go ahead.
Why are you minusing?
Allie, shut up.
Allie!
I'm sorry.
He's doing it right. Don't fool him.
So, it's not 5 minus 3 or 3
Joey,
minus 5.
Joey, you said he would not know.
No.
So, all right. You still stand by that now that you hear him doing the work?
Yes.
Okay. Johnny, once again, I'll say it one more time for anyone just joining us now. You leave at noon. It's a 5 hour flight. Got a nice little tailwind. 5 hours. Captain says we're going to be landing in 5 hours in New York. The local time in New York will be what?
Damn. I need to call somebody for this.
No, you don't need to call
this
anyone.
This is tough.
You don't need to call anyone.
Who would you call?
I don't know.
Any other human being?
Maybe 3 p.m.
Oh, God.
One, two, three, 3 hour time difference. Like, if we're flying, like, I don't know
Johnny,
where
you said all the right things, dude. You said all the right
five
things.
5 minus 3?
No. Not that part.
Not that part or any of the other parts.
All right. Joey, he doesn't know.
Can I get the math? What was the math
Johnny,
again?
You said it's a five-hour flight and a three-hour time change.
So that's the answer. Three hours?
Add 5 and 3.
8?
8 p.m.
We'll get there at 8 p.m. It's an 8 hour flight?
No, it's not.
It's a 5 hour flight.
Wait, you said I'm leaving at 12. I'm going to land in New York at 8 p.m.?
Because of the 3 hour time change.
The layover, right?
No,
there's no layover.
All right, let's say Dustin. We give Dustin the, I'm sorry, we give Dan and Pico Rivera.
We're still going on this game.
And we give humanity a giant black eye.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ. Johnny. At what time exactly does AM turn to PM? Will Johnny know this? Allie thought it was too easy of a question. Dan, will Johnny get this?
I actually have faith he'll know this. I'll say yes.
You say yes. All right, Johnny, at what time exactly does AM turn to PM?
Do you mean 12?
12.
12?
What?
AM to PM.
Yes, 12 what?
Well, it depends, like AM or PM. What do you want to change to?
The question is...
Are you not listening?
What time does AM turn to PM?
12.
12 what?
I'm going to say one answer, but it's going to be wrong. I know it.
Klein, just let him...
It's 12. I know it's 12.
But 12.
As soon as it hits 12:00 AM, then it goes to 12 to 1
p.m.
To 1 AM. This is a tricky, okay? This is really tough, actually. Yes.
Johnny. I love how you just run yourself into a circle and it's like Johnny. A dog chasing his tail.
Johnny,
going, where am I?
At what time exactly? This is it. Last time I can ask it. Does AM turn into PM? 12 what?
12 AM. Let's go 12 AM. 12 AM. I'm out of gas right now. This is so dumb. I'm down bad.
Somehow that's wrong. 12 noon. 12 noon.
I said that.
Noon.
Yeah, noon too. Yeah.
Noon is the... Okay.
All right. Well, sorry, man. A lot of people got theirs right. Allie, which one of these people is going to go see the L.A. Kings courtesy of Johnny's brand?
Okay, hold on, Johnny. I need you to give me my
name.
That was... That was Daniel got his. Mitchell got his. Joey got his.
All right. And... Joey.
Joey, congratulations. You're going to go see the L.A. Kings play some hockey courtesy of Johnny's brain, all right?
Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, you got it, boss.
Thank you.
Enjoy, right, brother.
Now, Johnny, if the hockey game starts at exactly 7:15 p.m.
Okay.
And you leave Rancho Cucamonga at 6 p.m. and it takes you an hour to get there with traffic, what time will it be when you get there?
Time to go home because the game's going to be done by then.
Okay, what?
Great. All right.
We it takes 2 hours.
That's it. Goodbye.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.